That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we have for you yet another extra special episode today. We have a mini pod v pod.
DVD challenge.
Let the games begin.
Challenge accepted.
Brought to you by patron Josephine Alnitz.
Yes, that's right. And the theme we're going for today is movies about movies.
Which I personally think is a great topic.
It is very good. Nice little niche couple of films I've been looking into about this theme. It's good. I really, really, really like these films that I've been looking at too. So,
yeah, and obviously it's timely as well with the release of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Of course.
It all ties in quite nicely.
Yes, but Dean, what is the film that the loser will be watching? Well, let me rephrase that. What is the film that you will be watching after this is all said and done?
Oh, it's so funny, Handel. Yes, the loser today will be watching a film called State and Main, which, to be honest, I hadn't heard of.
I haven't either. I did see that it had Philip Seymour Hoffman in it,
yeah,
which is always a bonus.
I wouldn't be that upset to watch it, to be honest.
Well, you can throw the match now if you want.
No. I'd rather lose honourably, or the way I normally lose.
Yes, all right. All right, mate, let's get into it. I will ask you the first question here. Question one. What is the name of the Jack Russell Terrier dog who starred in The Artist?
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is ridiculous. I will say...
Can I say, before you answer, that Josephine knew that you would get upset about this. So she's,
well, why ask then, Josephine?
She's written, and if dog-loving Dean complains about this dog not being a well-enough-known star, just show him this. He was at the Oscars and shown really big with Billy Crystal and everything. He also appeared in several other movies, including Water for Elephants.
You should have said the Water for Elephants dog.
I'll bet he also gets Egg Benedicts for breakfast as well.
All right, I have absolutely no idea, and I will say Pierre.
Pierre, it's not a bad guess for the old French artist.
Oh, well, I had a go.
It's actually Uggy. So close.
Uggy,
that's what I said.
Yes. All right, let's see how it is. That's how today's going to go, isn't it?
Maybe for the first half at least.
All right, well, let me ask you the extraordinarily challenging question that Josephine has given you first up. Number one. Which actress won an Oscar for supporting role for her portrayal of Veronica Lake lookalike prostitute Lynn Bracken in LA Confidential from 1997?
Kim Basinger.
Oh, wow. How did you get that, Henry?
That was a tough one.
Come on, Josephine. That's not fair.
Well, let's see how you go with this one. Question two. What is shown on the cut-together reel at the end of Cinema Paradiso?
I saw it once. I loved it, admittedly, but I did only see it once and I don't remember it very well. I will say, I don't even know if it's a movie. What is shown on the reel? It must be a movie. Nah, bugger it. I'll say home footage of the family.
No, it is actually all the cut together pieces of the kissing in all the films because that was banned for censorship. The priest cut them all out of the films.
Okay, now that you've said that, I still don't remember it.
Well, maybe you'll have to rewatch it. You know, it's an awesome film.
All right. Thankfully, we may even the playing field. Just a touch with Josephine's second question. Hendo.
I feel like you're being sarcastic.
In Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Judge Doom invents dip, which kills toons. Name two of the three ingredients in dip.
Damn. I've got no idea. I can't remember the film that much. I'll go sulfuric acid and...
You're right.
Okay, cool.
It's turpentine, acetone, and benzene.
I was going to think of those eventually.
Never.
Never.
Never would you have thought of them.
That's all right, though. I'm still up 1-0. All right. I think let's even the playing field here, Dean. Who directed Barton Fink from 1991 about a New York playwright who comes to Hollywood?
The Coen brothers.
Very good.
That's better. All right. Your third one. Mark Wahlberg plays porn star Dirk Diggler in Boogie Nights from 1997. Name three other cast members from that film.
John C. Reilly, Burt Reynolds, and Julianne Moore.
Correct.
Can I keep going? No?
I mean, I reckon you could name 10, to be honest.
William H. Macy, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Heather Graham, Louis Guzman, Tom Jane.
Yes.
Oh, got two more.
Couple of big ones on the board.
Nah, I'm going to tap out.
All right. I was Don Cheadle.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cowboy in record store. Alfred Molina, Philip Baker Hall. There's heaps.
Philip Baker Hall, of course. Yeah.
There's heaps. All right. Very good.
All right. Question four for you, mate. Sunset Boulevard from 1950 was nominated for 11 Oscars. How many did it win?
I have no idea. I was almost going to snap and say zero, but I think I would know that if it was zero. I will say five.
Three.
Oh, I was nearly going to say three. Okay.
It won Best Screenplay, Art Direction, and Score.
All right. Hendo, what year did Singing in the Rain come out?
1954.
Oh, 52.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if you'd get that.
I knew it was the 50s. All right, four questions down, and it's two to me, one to you. Question five. Cate Blanchett won an Oscar for her portrayal of Katharine Hepburn in Scorsese's The Aviator from 2004, but who portrayed actress Ava Gardner?
I have no idea.
That's awesome. I started talking about this question, and your eyes lit up like, Scorsese, yes, I've got it. As soon as I said it, his eyes bugged out like, oh, God.
I was hoping it was going to go, in which film? The Aviator.
Directed by who?
Who played, okay, what other actress was in that film? I can't remember. It's wrong, but I'll say Liv Tyler.
No, it is Kate Beckinsale.
Yep, never going to say that.
Fair enough.
All right.
All right, let's see if I can stretch this lead out.
All right, name two of the original song titles from La La Land from 2016.
City of Stars, Another Day of Sun.
Correct.
Yay! This is going beautifully.
Yes. Can see who the favourite is, Josephine.
Well, you know, if you like Jaws and In the Name of the Father.
I don't like Jaws, isn't it?
All right, it's time for our questions, mate. All right, mate. Question six. Name one of the two lead actors in Shadow of the Vampire from 2000 about the filming of 1922's Nosferatu.
Okay. Not sure I've ever seen it. Not sure I've ever heard of it. Shadow of the Vampire. What year? 2000?
Yes.
Give me Matt Damon.
No. You had either John Malkovich or Willem Dafoe.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, number six for you, Hendo. At the beginning of Mulholland Drive, two detectives make an appearance investigating a car crash. One of them is played by Robert Forster. Who plays the other one?
No idea. Literally no idea. I haven't seen Mulholland Drive in like 10 years and I barely remember anything from it. So, whatever. Let's go with David Lynch's favourite, Kyle MacLachlan.
No, it's actually Brent Briscoe.
You want to tell me who that guy is?
Sure. Let me look him up.
No, forget that. Whatever. That's a shit-ass question. Moving on. You can't even tell me who he is. In The Life Aquatic of Steve Zissou. Don't shake your head. I'm giving you a film you've seen and we've discussed.
For a change. Well done.
Yeah. At least I gave you two actors you could have guessed.
Shadow of the Vampire. Come on, Hendo.
Bill, Bob, some, who? Who was that guy you mentioned?
Brent Briscoe.
Who?
I'm not sure how you don't know who Brent Briscoe is.
As he searches on his phone. You watch. He'll get back and be like, oh, that was his only feature film.
He's in The Green Mile, Simple Plan.
Who? Who's he play? Simple Plan. That's the movie you go to.
That guy.
Wow, he just showed me a picture of some random bloke. That looks like a guy who could be in like the photo frame.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, back to Steve Zissou. The gang is making a documentary about their quest to find and destroy what type of shark?
I don't even know if it's a real type or not. Like, I'll go hammerhead.
No, it is a jaguar shark.
Is it made up?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Fair enough. Okay. King Kong, the recent one, Peter Jackson.
Okay.
Won three Oscars. What were they?
We'll go visual effects, sound mixing, sound editing.
Correct.
Whoa, what?
Very well done, Hendo.
Oh, snap. Well, 4-1. Three questions left. Here we go, mate. What is the name of the movie being made in Bowfinger?
Bowfinger.
No.
Well, I'm never going to guess it. If it's not Bowfinger, I have no idea.
No, it's called Chubby Rain.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Well asked, Hendo.
Thank you.
In adaptation, who wrote The Orchid Thief?
I mean, I don't know her character's name. It's Meryl Streep, but I don't know her character's name, so no.
Nope. The answer is Susan Orlean.
Yeah. Nah, not big on the character names. Doesn't matter, though, because I've already won. Next one for you. Tim Burton's Ed Wood is about famous filmmaker Ed Wood, who is most notably known for what movie? Arguably called the worst movie ever made.
Worst movie ever made? I don't know. Raw.
No, it's Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Okay, fair enough.
Remember that from Seinfeld?
Vaguely, maybe. Yeah. That name rings a bell.
Yeah. All right, what's your next question, mate?
In Be Kind Rewind, who starred alongside Jack Black?
Most Def.
Most definitely correct.
Thank you. So, heading into last question, it's 5-1.
Doing well.
Yeah. This could be your worst. No, you got nil on the horror one.
You've been looked after this one.
Last one for you. What is the name of the silent film being made in Singing in the Rain? Come on, mate. We've done this movie.
No idea.
The Dueling Cavalier.
Yeah, okay. That rings a bell. That's not a bad question. That's your only okay question. All right, last question for you. I'm going to give you four movies in alphabetical order. You need to rank them from highest box office to lowest. Argo, The Artist, Get Shorty, Saving Mr. Banks.
That order.
Damn, no. Pretty close, though. Argo the Artist, Saving Mr. Banks, Get Shorty.
Okay. Fair enough. That is another victory for yours truly. Well done, Dean, on your 1 point that you got.
Thank you.
So you'll be watching State of Maine soon. Hopefully you like it.
State of or State and?
State of, State and.
One of them.
Yeah. State and, I'm pretty sure. Well, thank you, Josephine, for your questions, your theme, your thanks, movies. Thanks.
Appreciate that one.
But we've still got a couple more mini pod v pods to do, and we'll have one coming out for you next week. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.